vacancy hit, your contract situation came up a lot, you signed early, maybe a guy like Malik got, but you're here, a guy like Malik got a bunch more, moved on. Do you have any regrets about not hitting the market?
Absolutely not. I did what I felt was right, you know, and, you know, I'm happy for Malik. You know, he deserves it, so. You know, I'm where I wanted to be, and you can't put a price on happiness, so. I'm happy, and that's all that really matters.
How is your role different at all without Malik, given how you produced those last eight games you were handling? And do you take on an extra burden of both leadership and production now with Malik on?
You know, I think we got enough guys that, you know, as far as leadership goes, I'm just going to keep doing what I do and lead by example. And, you know, my play on the field kind of, you know, gets these younger guys to just follow along and do what I do. And, you know, as far as, you know, replacing Malik, you know, we got a lot of great guys. You know, Vance Walker's a great player that filled in and did a great job for us last year. You know, and then we got Jared Crick, and then we got, you know, Gotsis that just signed. And, you know, I think everything's just is going to be fine.
What's the next step this defense can take? How do you build on what you guys did, especially in the
You know, it's. I just think, you know, you can always, there's always room for improvement. You know, you go back and watch the film, there's a lot of things we did, we could have done a lot better, you know, so I think that we can be even better than we were last year.
And what do you want to do?
You know, cleaning up mistakes. You know, there's a couple run plays that, you know, got broken out on us. We want to be a number one in everything, not just 14. We're number one in 14 different categories on defense. We want to be number one in all of them.
You did hit a sack streak in the second half of last year. What was the key? You found your groove, your technique?
I think, you know, a lot of this game has a lot to do with getting in a groove. And once you find it, you know, you try to stay in it. And, you know, I'll try to come out, you know, week one doing that this year.
Traditionally, great defenses haven't been able to sustain it year to year because I guess opponents adjust. Do you expect to see that, you know, that teams are going to try to adjust to you and you got to kind of play that chess match and counter?
Yeah, well, ultimately defense is about effort. And our defense plays with a ton of effort. So it doesn't matter what adjustments people make. You know, we're always going to play hard. You know, that's what it comes down to. And I think a lot of defenses lose it not just because of, you know, people adjusting to what they do, but I think it's also because they lose guys to free agency. And you lose that chemistry. When you got to keep that chemistry. That's why we're such a great defense, because we care about each other. You know, that's why we're such a good team, because we all have each other's back. You know, the offense has the defensive back. Defense has the offensive back. You know, so as far as team chemistry goes, we're not going to lose any of that.
With that said, what do you think, first impressions of the additions, the two main ones, Craig, Gotsis, have you had a chance to look at those guys closely?
Yeah, you know, I'm in the meetings and on the field with them every day. So, you know, Craig's he's a great athlete. So I expect him to fill in and do a great job for us. And then Gotsis has the injury, so. You know, we'll see him in training camp.
Obviously, you haven't gotten to see Gotsis yet, but he said you're a player that, you know, he'd like to mold his game after. Is there anything in him that kind of reminds him of you?
Skin color. He's from Australia. I'm from America. You know, we're both white guys that like to play hard. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, he has to develop his own identity, you know. And if I can help him do that, then I will.
With Crick coming in, is it nice to not have to really worry about helping out the playbook because he's got some working knowledge of it?
Yeah, it's a huge help, you know, because that's the one thing that's tough in this time of year. It's everything's so repetitive. You know, things that you've gone over 100,000 times, it's just, you know, you're tired of going over it. And having guys like Crick that know the playbook that can also help the younger guys get it is nice.
You mentioned how happy you are being here. What makes this such a special spot for you, where you want to play?
You know, I love the city, the fans. You know, the people here are great. I couldn't imagine playing in another city. I don't really ever want to have to play in another city, so I'll probably just play here till I decide to just be done. That's my plan.
You talked about team chemistry, things of that nature. How do you speed that up with some of these new guys this early in OTA?
You know, we have a standard here, and, you know, they either buy in or they don't. So they're either going to buy into that standard or they're going to get the hell out.
Does it seem strange without having Vaughn around the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different, but we're the same old bunch of clowns that just goof around anyways, you know. So, you know, hopefully he'll be back soon and we'll get that all worked out.
There's a few guys that are undrafted guys that are on the trimester, so they're not here right now. I remember looking back at when you were drafted at Cincinnati, you know, you didn't get to come until training camp.
Yeah.
Do you remember looking back how difficult that was to kind of fast track and catch up?
Yeah, it was pretty tough, you know, not being, because I had no clue what I was doing. You know, I was here for rookie minicamp and then just thrown into the fire. So it was tough, but I'm thankful for that because it made me catch on as quick as I possibly could. You know, and there was no time, there was no learning curve for me. It was just, you know, get it done. So, you know, but, you know, OTAs would have been great to have. Yeah. Instead of spending the first couple of weeks trying to figure things out, you know, would have been great to have OTAs.
Against the tattoos on the left side, just
on
right sleeve now?
I'm going to get the left side done eventually. I don't just throw anything on me, so.
It has to have a purpose.
It has to have a purpose, yeah.
Did you get new art this year at all?
We'll see.
Were you considering doing any Super Bowl related?
Well, I was, and then once everybody else started getting them, I don't really want them.
Take a few more for Derek.
You've changed your game since you came out of Cincinnati. What are some of the biggest things that you've worked on and improved as a pro?
I would say just my pass rush. You know, in college I was so much stronger than everyone that I could just, you know, kind of bully my way to the quarterback. And now it's gotten to the point where I've developed a couple more technical pass rush moves that, you know, I can work off the power moves and stuff like that. So that's helped my game a lot.
Derek, in your mind, how important is the OTA period? As you know, you get closer to training camp and to regular game, do you really look at it as a time to really improve yourself?
I look at it as, like, for me, it's knocking the rust off. Because, you know, just like yesterday, the first time out there on the field, your steps are off. Everything's just off, you know what I mean? Because you haven't done it for a while. So that's why I like OTAs, so I can knock that rust off and then go into summer feeling confident.
Last one, Troy. You entered last year with, you know, not knowing your future in terms of the uncertainty of contract. Does having the contract give you a peace of mind now? Because it doesn't seem like it's going to take from your hunger. How does having a contract change how you approach this season?
Well, to me, I have to, you know, prove my worth. Prove that I was worth that much money. So, you know, I have to go out there and prove that, you know, to the fans, to the team, to the organization, to my teammates, everybody, that I'm worth that much money. So, to me, it puts a little bit more pressure on me, actually.
Okay. Thanks, Derek.
All right.